Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. The Sound of Blackness, optimistic. You know, that has been my platform for so many years. But hello, this is Barbara Robinson, Senator Barbara Robinson in Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome you to the first broadcasting on what will be called the Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson. Now, I realize that tonight is the first Wednesday of the month, but when we initially were going to have it on the first Wednesday, until I realized that the Greater Baltimore Black Chamber of Commerce, an organization that Ray Haysbert and Lou Fields and Barry Hampton and I started some 12 years ago, they meet on the first Wednesday up at Coppin State University. And I really didn't want to conflict with them because I knew at some time I'm going to bring on some of the members of the Greater Baltimore Black Chamber of Commerce, and not only some of the members, but some of the people that we actually bring in to talk to the participants. I'm going to bring them on at some point to talk about starting a business and leaving a legacy of wealth, et cetera. So I didn't want to contradict the conflict with them. So from now on, this is my inaugural program this evening. But from now on, we'll be meeting. The show will air on the second Wednesday. So it'll be the second Wednesdays with Barbara A. Robinson, Senator Barbara A. Robinson, and that will be on February 13th, March 13th. April 10th, May 8th, and June 12th. So again, welcome, and Barry Hampton is going to join me at the later on in the program. But I just wanted to thank all of you for being there. And it's been a great time. I want to thank Beverly Black and the Tribe Family Channel, home of the Gumbo for the Soul, for the opportunity to bring you this program. And hosting on-air business development program is not new to me. For 12 years, more than 12 years, actually almost like 16 years, I hosted the Business Reach Out Forum, and then I also did something with motivation on WEAA, Morgan State University Radio. And on there, I interviewed guests, and I conducted on-air business development seminars. And as a matter of fact, my second book is on how to start and operate a business while pursuing your personal goals. And on Morgan's program, I would interview guests, and those who were authors, I had them to send in copies of their books so that I would read them and be ready to ask informed questions. And by that way, I had generated so many books. I had started a library, and I was able to donate 1,000 books to Langston Hughes Resource Center here in Baltimore, and they named a room, a library, after me, Senator Barbara A. Robinson Library, which was an honor because of the books that I was able to give. So with having said that, I've been around a little while. Our second Wednesdays will focus on different topics, and I'm excited about the show. The call-in number here is 347-539-5285. And the on-air listening, if you want to listen online, the link is www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbofortheSoul. blogtalkradio.com, Gumbo for the Soul, which is a great title. because that's exactly what this is doing. It's giving you talk radio, and it's feeding your soul, because that's what the Tribe Station actually does, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. But as I started to say, the second Wednesdays will focus on the following. We will be talking about business development, and that's my platform. I've been in business for more than 30 years, and my second book, Yes You Can, is on how to start and operate a business. I taught business development nationally and internationally. When I left the court system, I went to Lusaka, Zambia, in Central Africa, and I taught business development to women in Africa. And I've taught business development here in Baltimore in a company that I founded, Star Associates, Inc. We would have seminars at BWI Airport, at different places. I've taught in Texas, in Alabama, in Georgia, and New York, in South Dakota. When I taught in South Dakota, the mayor there presented me with the key to the city. When I taught in Alabama, the mayor there presented me with the key to the city. I also not only taught business development in Nashville, Tennessee, but in Memphis, Tennessee. I was brought there by Black Enterprise Magazine to do a seminar there. And actually, I was presented a key to the city in Memphis. So I've been around a while, and I'm looking forward to have programs on air. As a matter of fact, the University of the District of Columbia videotaped me doing excerpts from my book and used those in their business development classes. So I'm looking forward to bringing on some professionals with me. Sometimes I will be doing solo, as I've done so many times on WEAA. I've gone on and I've done training on air. Because, I mean, with the way that the economy is, with the shutdown of some of the government agencies, and people are talking about depleting their savings in order to make a living, and people are saying, what is it that I can do in order to provide food for my family and pay my bills? Well, for some time ago, over at the Social Security Administration, I did a seminar on turning your hobbies into a business. And what we need to do is to look at some of the things that we can actually do and see how we can turn those things into money-making events. You know, the graveyard is one of the richest places that I know, because it's filled with unrealized dreams. It's filled with poems that we've never read and songs that we've never heard and businesses that were never developed. You know, there was some time ago when we were growing up, you know, in the Black community, we always took care of ourselves. You know, we had fish dinners on Saturday, on Friday night fish dinners. We had, we were made clothes for somebody in the neighborhood. We were bad seamstress. And we provided food for people who were doing construction. That's one of the things that I did when I was in Africa. When I went there and I was talking to some of the women there, they were talking about how to start a business. And one of the things that I talked with one of the women, she loved to cook. And there was a lot of construction going on in Africa. And what she started doing, and I worked with her on doing her books and keeping financial records. But she started preparing lunches, hot lunches, and taking them to construction sites. And that grew into one great business for her. And there was another person that loved to knit. and she started making baby clothes. So these are some of the things that we look at what your gifts are. Look at what your talents are. Maybe it's in writing. You know, start writing something for one of the newspapers, or start helping someone write proposals, start writing grants. But look at what you are good at. You know, people that say when they start talking about going in business, and they say, look at what you're good at. And I don't say that. I said, look at what you like to do and you'll get good at it. Because we go in business oftentimes and we are our own worst enemy, because we don't look at there are times when you really can't take a break. You really don't have time to take off on the weekend, and if you don't like what you're doing, you'll be miserable and you won't be successful at it. But if you're good, if you like what you're doing, you'll get good at it. Because if you like what you're doing, it will never seem like work. So we're going to be talking about business development, as I said. The second one we're going to be talking about, information for authors of how to get published. I will have some professionals from the Black Writers Guild come on the air and bring you some information. And I'm also a member of the board of directors of the Black Writers Guild, and they meet the first Saturday of every month. And we have people that are coming in to talk about how to get published, how to have your business copyright, what's your ISBN number, how to make money in speaking, and your platform of becoming an expert in what it is that you are writing about. And we'll even have an attorney to come in to talk about your psychological aspects of writing. And we'll have an accountant to come on to talk about your money in writing. And we'll have someone to come on to talk about different genres of writing, from whatever it is that you want to write about, from your children's book to romance novels, even young people. I've been with the Writers Guild where we did a showcase of young people, and these were young people who were 9 years old and were actually authors and very successful authors. So we'll be talking about that and talking to some of those young people who have made a great stride in writing. I will have business owners from Sisters for Sisters Network to come on as guests. Now, I'm also on the board of directors of the Sisters for Sisters Network. I know that you're probably saying that I'm on the board of directors or I'm involved with a whole lot of stuff, and you're absolutely right. You know, I've been around for a while, and I've had my hand in a whole lot of things. I will be retiring, and this is my third retirement. I've retired from the judicial system of the Maryland court system, where I was deputy administrator of the district court, the circuit court. I started when it was the old municipal court that turned into the district court, and then I was at the Supreme Bench, which then turned into circuit court. So after 18 years there, I retired, went to Africa, and came back and started a company, Star Associates, Inc., where we were training people. And then 5 years later, I started another company, Self Pride, Inc., where we provided community-based residential facilities to people with developmental disabilities, and I started doing training there. And under those companies, I trained over 2,000 people, hired over 850. More than 75 of them went on to become business owners themselves or work in other agencies at management levels. We trained people on welfare to become independent. I was honored at the White House by President Bill Clinton for the work that I did with in the welfare reform. So I've been around a while. And that's one of the things that I'm saying, you know, to those of you who are listening, look at what you're good at. I've retired from the court system, as I said, but I also retired from my business. I was an entrepreneur and a business owner for almost 30 years. I retired from that and then started running for the Maryland House of Delegates. And I was a member of the Maryland General Assembly for 12 years as a member of the House of Delegates and as a state senator. In some areas, in some states, you call the House of Delegates state representatives. They're the same thing, but in Maryland, we call it state delegates. And I noticed even in Atlanta and other places, they call state representatives. You know, I've been there because I was chair of the Legislative Black Caucus. So I would go to other states and I would hear them, you know, talk about representatives. But in Maryland, we call them state delegates. So I was a delegate for 10 years, and I was a state senator for 2 years. And I retired from that. As a matter of fact, I've been retired for 2 days. Yay, 2 days. Although I'm still officially a senator, and I will be a senator until next Wednesday when the new senators are sworn in. And then that's when, so I spoke with the ethics commissioner today because I wanted to know, you know, before coming on the air tonight, I want to know what could I say, what could I not say. And so she says, well, Senator, you still have some constraints and some restraints of things that you cannot talk about or cannot discuss because actually you're still a senator until next Wednesday. So, y'all, there are some things that I won't say until after next Wednesday, and then all bets are off. Now, as I said, I'll be talking about Sisters for Sisters. Now, Sisters for Sisters is a group of women business owners. There are about 350 of them. And we've been in business. Well, that organization's been organized for, I think we're in our 15th year. But we're going to start an organization, start a chapter here in Baltimore City. I really wasn't able to do that then because having so many other things on my plate, I didn't have time. But now I do have time to do that. So I'm just glad to be able to do some of the things I didn't have a chance to do. I'm going to open the lines up on at the half hour at 8:30, so some of you can call in if you want and have a discussion with me or ask questions. Barry Hampton is supposed to call in at 8:30. I hope he does. Barry and I have been together for about 40 years. Doing some things in business. He's one of the best trainers I know. We've done training from Germany to Alaska and California and Mexico and Virginia and Delaware and New York and all over. He's really, really good at what he does. So I want to bring him on and talk with him for a while. I will also be discussing the Cyber Warrior Diversity Program. This is one of the pieces of legislation, my Senate Bill 615, that actually passed this year, actually. It passed in 2018, where passing of that bill allowed $11 million to be allocated to put in a Cyber Warrior Diversity Program at all of Maryland's HBCUs, all of Maryland's historically black colleges and universities. And that means that at Morgan State University, Coppin State University, University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and Bowie State University, those are the four Maryland historical black colleges, but also I've included in that Baltimore City Community College. Now, it's not a HBCU, but Baltimore City Community College, it's a two-year college, and it's located in my district. As a state senator, I represent the 40th legislative district in Baltimore City. And BCCC, Baltimore City Community College, is a community college that's located in the 40th legislative district. So when I allocated the $11 million, which is about $2.5 million per school, students actually, there are 250 students that will be able to graduate from each one of the HBCUs based on the money that we were able to garner for the Historical Black Colleges. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud of it because it took a while in order to get that passed, because when you have people who don't understand what Historical Black Colleges are or the significance of Historical Black Colleges, and you have to fight them because they are for traditional white institutions. So you need for them to understand to be pro-something does not mean that you are anti-something else. So it took a while to actually convince some of the legislators to vote on this bill. We're coming down to the halftime. I see it's 8:28. I can't believe I've been talking all this time. The call-in number is 347-539-5285. And if you would like to tune in on air, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo. For the soul. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/GUMBOFORTHESOUL. Again, this is Senator Barbara Robinson in Baltimore, Maryland. And this is the inaugural show of the Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson. And I realize that tonight is not a Second Wednesday. Tonight is First Wednesday. But as I said at the top of the program, we had originally started going to air the show on the First Wednesday, but I didn't want to conflict with one of my organizations. That's the Greater Baltimore Black Chamber of Commerce, where we have businesses there. And as a matter of fact, they're meeting now. So I didn't go to the meeting tonight so that I could launch this program. But I'll be bringing on some of the people from Black Writers Guild and from the Greater Baltimore Black Chamber of Commerce and from other places that we will be talking about various things. And later on this show, I'll tell you some of the other things that we were talking about. My service to the state of Maryland and to women and to the African-American community began about 54 years ago when I integrated the restrooms in the Maryland court system and successfully had the laws changed that prevented women from wearing slacks to work in the Maryland judicial system. And when I started working there, we could wear short skirts, but we couldn't wear slacks. So as soon as I became supervisor, I put women in my car, and we drove to Annapolis to fight to have the laws changed, and change they did. I also developed programs to enlarge the pool of candidates for employment with the circuit court. You know, when I started there, there was such a disparity in the amount of money that were being paid to different clerks and in court clerks. And there was always, well, I can't find a qualified black. Well, I said, let me help you with that. So I created a program where we started training people in the court system. The Sun paper picked it up and called it the first in the nation. But when I started doing that, Baltimore City Community College, at that time, it was called, it wasn't Baltimore City Community College, it was CCB, it was Community College of Baltimore. And they backed me, actually, and helped me get trainers or instructors to come in to teach the courses. I wrote the curriculum because I knew what it was, being on the inside and being deputy administrator. I knew what the agenda should be. I knew what people should be taught in order to ascend through the system, in order to become court clerks. So without pay, I started implementing the program. I wrote the program, and I started selling the books and doing the registration and all of that. And it actually did get some people into the programs to be able to earn more money. But not only that, with that, we had people coming in from prison that could be trained. And that was also called the first in the nation, because I started a program where I would have ex-offenders trained in court clerk. So they weren't working in the court system, but I did have them working in the administration office. That's another little tidbit that a whole lot of people don't know about. As I said, I started in the old municipal court. It's no longer there. It became the district court. And I was at the Supreme Bench. There's a clerk now. It's called the clerk of the court. And you have to run for that position. But when I started, it was called super clerk. And I was one of the people that wrote the guidelines for the super clerk. And I was asked to be the super clerk. But at that time, I was the first woman and the first black to hold positions of deputy administrator of the Supreme Bench in the 300-year history of the court. There had never been a woman. There had never been a black. And if I had left to take the position of super clerk, it meant that that position where I was would be vulnerable and that would not be filled by a black. And since I had already made history there, I wanted to stay there. So what I did is to help recruit another black to take the position of super clerk, and I helped write her speech, and that was the late Sandra Banks. She's gone now, but she was the first clerk. So now you got two black women in charge. One is the super clerk, and the other is the deputy administrator. And this is back in the early 80s. And I'm glad to have known her. Then I started STAR, as I said. And at STAR, at one time, I had 162 people on my payroll. And I started STAR in the basement of my home with an unemployment check. And I was so bent on doing that because so many people said I couldn't. Coming from welfare, I was on welfare, y'all. Coming from the projects, I lived in the project. Coming from the streets, I was in the streets too. I was one of those that they say wouldn't make it because I was old Drunk Louise's daughter. But I just want to show them what old Drunk Louise's daughter could actually do. I see it's 8:35, and I want to see if my engineer if someone has called in, and I wanted Barry Hampton to call
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Senator Barbara Robinson. It's an honor to engineer your show. Let me go through the list of callers, and I'm going to start with prefix 443, area code 443, prefix 992. Your line is open. Area code 443, prefix 992. Your line is open on Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara Robinson.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello. This is Tina.
Hello.
How are you, Senator?
Yes, I can.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tina? This is a young lady that has a company, Living to Learn. And tell a little bit about what it is that you do, Kenya.
Yes, I will. Hi, this is Kenya Vincent, as I say. We have a company called Learning to Live Again, and we counsel, educate, train, and house returning citizens and veterans for men and women. Presently, we are a nonprofit, 501c3, and I met Senator some years ago, and, you know, I'm so proud to be part of her journey, and I just wanted to just say congratulations, and I wanted to, you know, explore.
Thank you so very, very much for calling in. Thank you, thank you. And I'm just so proud of the way that your company is just really taking off. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We are 9 years old now, and we're on the move. And we're just I'm actually looking forward to some of the opportunities that you have spoke on tonight's show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Thank you so much. Caller, area code 240, prefix 678. Caller, area code 240, prefix 678. Your line is open with Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara Robinson.
Hello,
hello,
you're on the air. Good afternoon or good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Senator Barbara Robinson. This is Peggy Morris.
Peggy Morris. I was just talking about Four Sisters. You know, this organization, is 15th year?
No, we're actually going into our 17th year.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I remember when Peggy started, when we were at this little restaurant and wasn't nobody there except us and family.
yes. But we're up and showing out, Barbara. And thanks to you and all your love and support that you have given us over the years, I'm honored to know you.
I'm honored, and I'm looking forward to starting a chapter in Baltimore City.
We're ready, Barbara.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, women, look out. Baltimore City is getting ready to explode with Sisters for Sisters networking, and that's what it's all about. It's networking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
So thank you for the opportunity, and it's time for us to spread the word, and I just love the name of your show. It is funny. I just had some gumbo just earlier today, so what a perfect mix.
Okay, my sister, thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
All right. Area code 410, prefix 654. Area code 410, prefix 654. Your line is open on Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
All right, they're a little shy. They must be a little shy, so we'll move on. Area code 209, prefix 601. Area code 209, prefix 601. Your line is open on Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson.
Hello.
Hello.
Senator Barbara Robinson. My name is Geraldine Hollis.
Hi, Geraldine Hollis.
Yes, and I got the message late, but I wanted to get on, and I've been listening. And you know what is so great? I continue to learn from you.
Welcome to
There is so much wisdom in your speaking, so much abilities that you've accomplished. And I just say to myself, my goodness, that lady is certainly one of those people that I need to be able to learn some more from.
You know, God leaves you here on earth for special events. And I just had gotten word that one of my good friends passed yesterday, and another passed right before that. And I said, well, Father, I thank you for allowing me to stay here just a little bit longer. And there's just so many things that I want to do and to leave a legacy of hope. And I've been around a long time, so I folks like you and like Peggy and Kenya that were just on the air, you make it all worthwhile. So thank you.
Now, if I may cut in, ladies, you are two dynamic ladies, and it's an honor and a privilege as the creator of Tribe Family Channel. But I want to cut in and allow your caller to reveal who she is. So I'm going to have to tell it. Senator Barbara A. Robinson, you are speaking to one of the Tougaloo Nine trained by Megar Evers for the Mississippi Library sit-in at Tougaloo College in 1961. This is Mrs. Geraldine Hollis. She is also on your sister station, Voices of Wisdom. So Mrs. Geraldine Hollis is a history trailblazer just like yourself.
Well, then I'm learning from her. You know, she's talking about she's learned the same thing I told you, Beverly. She ain't no slouch.
So I just wanted her to be revealed. Mrs. Hollis, you will be having Senator Barbara Robinson on your show, hopefully on the first Thursday of February if she's available, but we can talk about that later. I want to allow you all to continue your discussion as we get ready to wind down.
Okay,
thank you so much, Miss Beverly. Miss Beverly Black, you really do know how to cut in and acknowledge, and of course that's why we really love you. You really do. It's great when you have someone that appreciates you.
Love you.
Senator Barbara Robinson, I'm not as outgoing as you are right now, but I'm trying to keep my hands where I'm being able to move forward with people and help them. And I help people that want to write and they want to write their story, so I just continue to encourage them. However, if you have anything in writing that I can get to them, I know that Miss Beverly Black has her own platform for writing and for publishing, but it would just be good if we could get something that I could know that I can refer them to also, because that's what it's all about, sharing information to help others, because they know my history or they know me, but I want to get them to know other people that I know that might be able to help them also. And the next thing is, I don't have a lot of time or energy like I used to have, but I wanted to commend you on your business output and the things that you've done to help people to get their business generating. And I did take a few notes down myself about don't do the things that you, what did you say, that you want to do, but the things that you like to do so that you can keep doing those.
Right.
And I want to be able to share that to some of the young people. And what you said just inspired me to move forward on that when they ask. I'm going to let you answer in a minute. But there is a group here in my area that has formed a group similar to your sisters, for sisters. And they call themselves Women of this Area. in connection. And they let me join, even though I don't really have a business platform, but they just love it when I just go in and say some words of wisdom. And that's the topic of my my show. So words of wisdom, that's, I can always put out something that I think that will help. And so I now I got more fuel for their fire to encourage them with your Sisters for Sisters. So I'm just, I'm really just enthused and excited about what all you're going to share. See, that's why I said you have so much I'm learning right now.
Oh, I am so, I'm so glad. I'm going to have someone at a later date from the Black Writers Guild to come on. The Black Writers Guild meet once a month, and there are authors there, and there are novices who want, who aspire to become authors. And there's just so much information that's given there. And I'm just glad to get back into the throes of those type of things, because as a legislator, I really didn't have that time, because on Saturdays when they were meeting, I always had a community organization where I had to meet, and those were my voters that said, you know, you represent me in Annapolis, and I want you here, and blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't have to go through that anymore. So I'm going to put in more time with the Black Writers Guild, and I'd be glad to share some things with you. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just made that the notation there for myself, and to look at all of those things that you've presented and that you're going to be doing on your second Wednesdays, right?
Yes, yes. Beverly has your contact information, right?
Oh, yes.
Your address, your mailing address. Okay.
Yes.
And, okay,
yes, I can get all of her information to you.
Okay. Good enough.
All
and
right.
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
That would be great.
Yes. When you say you had here located, in what state, where are you?
I'm in California.
Okay, that's good. That give me a reason to come to California. I already got two reasons. I got Beverly, and now I got you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, now, Mrs. Geraldine Hollis, thank you so much for calling in. Senator has some more callers, and I wanted to make her aware.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, caller 443, prefix 421. Caller 443, prefix 421. You are live on Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson.
Senator Robinson, this is Dr. Denise Holt. How are you?
I'm great. This is who? I couldn't hear you.
This is Dr. Denise Holland from BCCC.
Oh. Okay.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am just wonderful. It feels like deja vu when you were on the air at Morgan.
You know, I said the same thing, you know, because even my theme song is the same. You heard that. I told Beverly that she wanted to ask me what music, and I told her The Sound of Blackness, Optimistic. And doggone if she didn't play it today. I said, go ahead, Beverly.
I'm just thrilled. Thank you so much for all you do. I just had to call in and say hello, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that will do it for your caller, Senator Barbara Robinson, and we are enjoying the show as you get ready to take us on home.
You know, it just seems that we just got on the air. I started talking, and there's just so much information that we can share, and I'm so looking forward to Second Wednesdays. That we can share information. There are so many people that I would like to bring on to bring information in so many lives that been able to intertwine with or for the time that I've been on this earth. And I'm glad to have met people such as you, Beverly. So I want to let all of you know again, this is Senator Barbara Robinson in Baltimore, Maryland, and you're listening to www.blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. And this is the Tribe Family Channel with Beverly Black. And from now on, you will get me at 8 o'clock on February 13th, March 13th, April 10th, May 8th, and June 12th. And I will be honored to listen to some of the things that you want to discuss, because I have an agenda, and I don't want it to just be my agenda. You know, I provided training for low-income employees when I developed and implemented several training programs, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, I wanted to get with you on some of the topics or some of the legislation that I was able to get passed this year. And as I talked about the cybersecurity program, and I talked about I didn't get a chance to share with you one of the programs that I actually did for senior citizens to be, and I don't say senior, for mature adults who want to age at home. And that's an abuse registry that I was able to pass that bill, where we were able to actually check out abusers before they are hired. You know, we have a system here that if you are indicted, you can go before the Criminal Justice Information System, we call it CJIS, to find out if this person has been an abuser in a nursing home or a group home or et cetera. But there's no place for you to check to find out if a person has been an abuser if they have not been indicted. For an example, if they work for one person and you find out that they're abusing, then they go and work for somebody else and they just go around the system abusing. Well, my bill put in an abuse registry, where they would be able to register, and employers will be able to communicate with other employers about abuse. I wasn't able to share with you my bill to extend the hours of libraries in certain areas of Baltimore City, because sometimes the libraries are the only place where certain people would be able to use computers. And if they close at a certain time before someone gets off from work, then you aren't able to use those libraries. So I was able to get $3 million to keep some of the libraries open in certain areas of Baltimore. I was able to ensure that healthcare providers at the minimum wage that we talked about in Baltimore, I wanted to be included in that was minimum wage for healthcare providers. They seem to be always left out of an increase in salary in Baltimore. And having provided services to people with developmental disabilities and being in the healthcare industry for about 18 years, I know how much people are not making. So as soon as I was elected, I said I was going to work on it. It took 5 years, but I was able to get that passed. And I was also able to get passed to free up, to close a loophole that allowed $800 million to be free for minority businesses when they were erroneously saying that 501c3 nonprofits were considered minority businesses, and they are not, according to the definition of what a nonprofit is. So those are some of the things I want to talk about. And when we talk again next month there, I'll talk more about some of the things that we'll be focusing on during the second second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara Robinson. We'll be talking about delegation, how to start and operate a business. We'll be talking about effective means of communication, live your dream, time management, my dream design do concept, and techniques of supervision and women in leadership and empowerment techniques, et cetera, et cetera. So thank you so very much, family, for being there. Again, this is Senator Barbara Robinson saying it has been my pleasure. And the engineers, is my engineer standing by, ready to take us out? And if we are, it's time to say until we meet again.
Thank you so very much for tuning in to Second Wednesdays with Senator Barbara A. Robinson. This has been her first inaugural broadcast on the first Wednesday of January 2019. Thank you so much to our callers and listeners. God bless and good night. Thank you, Barbara. I love you.
I love you back, and good night, everybody.
Family Channel.